New staff, new eyes. I carried my tray filled with test tubes and supplies for drawing blood into the patient's room. As I got closer, I could see that she was in a coma. Two doctors hovered over her, talking about her like she wasn't there. Dr. Mike,
I don't know what this is.
Dr. Bob,
I don't either. But if we don't figure it out pretty quick, she's gonna die soon.
I was a new blood technician, fresh out of training. I had been on the night shift for just over a week. We were in the second floor intensive care unit of a teaching hospital. I was called to draw blood for the many tests the doctors wanted to run. I put on my gown, masks, and gloves and walked over to look at the chart on the bed. Her name was Mrs. Jones. I said, "Hello, Mrs. Jones. I'm from the lab. The doctors want me to draw some blood so they can do some tests, okay?"
"Oh, she can't hear you. She's in a coma,"
the ICU nurse said.
"Oh, that's okay. I explained the same thing to all the patients," I responded with a smile.
The nurse's comment and the doctor's behaviors have stuck with me for over 20 years. They struck me as callous and cold then, and they still do now. New people coming into any culture tend to notice things that people who have been there for a long time ignore out of habit. This situation sparked a lifelong interest in how people communicate on the job. I continued to explain what I was doing to each patient, whether they were in a coma or not. I was new to the staff, and I had a lot to learn. But after that incident, I realized I might have something new to bring, too.